This is 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. It's Layla. That's bumper music. Very long meeting last night. We say hello to Ottawa County Commissioner Roger Bergman. Hello.
Good morning, Mary Ellen. It's cold outdoors.
It sure is, isn't it?
It's still winter.
I know. My goodness, we get spoiled like that, and then yeah. and then I'm scrambling for, even like I was wearing shoes without socks. I mean, you know, I'm scrambling for socks this morning. And
well, I was in Florida last week where it was 85 to 89 degrees.
You don't. I don't even want to know if you listen to the radio out there, because I don't even. Yeah, I know there's a lot of wacky morning shows in Florida. People are just drawn to that state for whatever reason. But a pretty long meeting last night. I wanted to talk about a couple of things. I know that the community mental health's chair application was lost or something.
Yeah, that was an interesting dynamic that went on between several commissioners and talking about, you know, what happened and why did it not get entered. And then the clerk, Rachel, talked about the fact that it really did not get entered on time.
Okay. So
it actually was an issue that was a real issue. So I think it was handled right. I don't think it was handled wrong.
Okay. I didn't have a chance. I'm a one-woman newsroom, and I don't have 3 hours to sit and watch a meeting. I did watch a little bit of it, and I listened to public comment, and I pay attention. I wanted to talk a little bit about public comment because I feel that it's gotten kind of out of control. If it's not related to what's on the agenda, then I don't want to hear about communism in a driveway anymore, with all due respect.
Well, and actually, we also had a gentleman there last night that was telling us about his issue with the courts. Excuse me, but he has a right to bring it to us, but that's not our area of expertise. And we're not supposed to be involved in that.
You're not a sounding board for the county.
No, and we're not a sounding board, right. But we've become that. You know, when I look back, you know, this is my 12th year on the board. First 9 years, the public rarely came. Sometimes we'd have one person there, sometimes two, because there was no reason. You know, and some people say we rubber stamped everything. We didn't rubber stamp everything. We knew what people needed, you know, in terms of the questions that we asked. We asked the questions, and when I said we asked them in private, we asked them before the meetings. And we asked them in such a way that if they needed answers at the meeting itself, we could provide that. You know, the department directors could provide that answer. But the thing is that the public wasn't there. And we didn't at that time. We didn't tape or, you know, we didn't broadcast.
You didn't stream these meetings.
No, okay. We did not.
Okay. Mm-mm. Yeah.
That didn't happen until 2020 or 2021, something like that.
I mean, it goes both sides, but I don't think that talking about communism, vaccines, Donald Trump, driveways, I don't want to hear it anymore. And I think everybody's really tired of hearing it.
Yeah, and goes back and forth and back and forth. The vaccine last night went back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, people have their opinions.
Sure, of course.
Fine.
Right.
But I'm not sure that bringing them before the Board of Commissioners is the right avenue.
Yeah, it's kind of it's gotten a little out of hand, and it takes up a lot of time as well.
Yes,
and
in fact, that's the reason we often have the meetings last so long is because we continue to have. And then the complaint last night was that when I was board chair, we limited it to 1 minute.
I see.
And the reason we limited the time to 1 minute was because of the fact that we had so many people speaking.
I see.
It would have lasted for 9-10 hours. You know, at that time, we were not prepared to have meetings last 10 hours.
There's a lot going on. There was an interview. I did have a little bit of audio yesterday in my news that John Gibbs did with a podcaster, and he did not hold back at all.
Yes.
He did not hold back at all. And one of the things that really struck me was, okay, now you're saying all of this. Where were you last year? Why didn't you stand up and say, this is what's going on. This needs to stop. You had the chance to do that every time you gave your report, and you didn't do it.
Right.
So now that you were let go, now, you know, you're ringing the bell saying, hey, this is what's going on. But one of the things that he said was that they don't understand local government. They don't care that they don't understand local government, and they don't have the need to learn. They don't care.
I believe that's probably true. And, you know, I think that they're playing to their supporters who feel that we have too much government and we have too much government control. And so, you know, they can kind of do what they want, which is, you know, they should have learned, right? They should have learned some of the things. And they're still on a learning curve. And some folks brought that up last night during public comment, said, you know, you've taken 14 months already and still haven't learned some of the issues that are before the county that you should have learned. And
yeah.
So we go on and on and on with mistakes that are being made.
There's a lot going on with community mental health and appointments
yes.
to the boards. I didn't watch the whole meetings. Did they appoint anybody to the community mental health board?
Yes. Steve Rockman, he was the one that several people spoke and asked us not to appoint him.
Because he called people who are struggling with mental health and displaced persons who are schizo hobos.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And I can find the audio.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And he's on the board for community mental health.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And supported by the majority of the commissioners.
John Gibbs really did have a lot to say, and they're still denying the $4 million lawsuit. He says he has the emails to prove it, but okay.
Yeah.
Now, we have an interim county administrator. Do we know how the process is going for hiring a new one, or is this man
I haven't heard.
You haven't heard?
No,
okay.
I haven't heard. And, you know, getting back to the thing with John Gibbs, you know, when I look back at that, I think, you know, I think that many of those issues that Joe and Sylvia and the OI people, I think they knew about many of those things. Doug and I did not know about those issues.
Okay.
We were never informed.
Wow. That says a lot. There's something it's going to make national news, and I think in that maybe by design, I don't know, but the Satanic Temple, West Michigan,
yes.
they will give an opening invocation
right.
at one of the meetings. It's in April. And Jacob Bonema is against this, and he's laid out his response saying that this is, you know, this is about publicity, this is for the wrong reasons. How do you think this is all going to play out?
Well, I think they naturally have a right to, you know, to speak. I think there will be some protests for that, but by and large, many of those protests will be, political as opposed to the reality. The reality is that everyone has a right. If we're going to have invocations at all,
right?
Everyone has to. Every religion has an opportunity.
Okay.
And even atheists would
right.
have an opportunity
right.
to speak.
Okay. We'll see how that plays out. One of the things that I learned in watching that one-hour podcast with the former Administrator John Gibbs is that Jordan Epperson is running for a state rep across the state.
Yeah.
How do you do that when you live in West Michigan and this is on the other side of the state? How do you, and doesn't that say to the people of Ottawa County that I want out?
Sounds like it. Yeah. It's interesting that, And how does he commute back and forth? Yeah. Cause he has to live in the district that he is going to represent.
One would think.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Okay.
So, yeah.
Just a lot of confusion.
I don't... It's like 3 hours away, right?
Yeah, it is 3 hours away.
Yeah.
That was really interesting when I saw that. It becomes very hard to keep up with everything that's going on when the meetings become so long and public comment takes up so much time. Anything else that we can talk about that we can wrap our heads around?
Well, and the challenge for me is that when I, you know, at the meeting last night, I think there sits Jordan and Ben Wetmore, and I'm thinking those two guys have to feel as though they're loners and they're sitting here on borrowed time, right? Because I'm not sure what they're doing, if they're doing much at all,
I don't know what to say to any of this.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the challenge.
How's the health department and everybody doing? Everybody is doing well?
You know, I think they're doing well. The challenge for them is going to be, you know, what happens with the budget process. And, you know, a few of the commissioners that are out to find ways to still trip up Addie in any way that they can. I think that's the reality of the situation?
Well, as a woman, and I'm going to say it, I was very I'm very saddened by the way Gretchen, the way she speaks to the health department. That's
yes.
all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Woman
it's,
to woman, I'm
it's rude.
It's rude. It's disrespectful, and I can't believe that women talk to other women that way.
Yeah,
I had to turn it off last week. I couldn't even watch it. That's all I wanted to say about that.
And the way that Joe treats Lisa Gugansky. Yeah.
The way he talks to you too. It's just so disrespectful.
Oh, yeah.
There's no respect whatsoever.
Yeah.
So here we are. I'm out of time.
Here we are.
I'm out of time.
All right.
I appreciate you being here.
Okay.
And we'll see you in probably next month or so, right? Gosh, and then your things wrap up for you at the end of the year, huh?
Yeah, but I'm going to put together another coffee in April. I'm going to try.
Wonderful. All right, we'll get you back in April.
Yeah, okay.
All right.